This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Angry residents of Uvalde, Texas are calling for accountability after surveillance video surfaced of police officers standing in the hallway of Robb Elementary as a gunman opened fire.
Surveillance video captured the gunman entering the building with an AR-15 style rifle. It later shows officers in body armor milling in the hallway outside the fourth grade classrooms where 19 children and two teachers were killed. It shows parts of the nearly 80 minutes that passed between the gunman walking into Robb Elementary through an unlocked door and the time when his death put a stop to America's deadliest school shooting in nearly two decades. I'm Norman Hall.
The House January 6th committees told the Justice Department about something it says former President Trump just did. Vice Chair Liz Cheney.
President Trump tried to call a witness in our investigation, a witness you have not yet seen in these hearings. That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call.
This raises the question of possible witness tampering. Ukraine is telling the AP this morning that it wants full liberation of the cities Russia occupies in the south. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says Russia is not seeking negotiations in good faith. Today, President Biden begins a visit to Israel. A joint statement says the U.S. and Israel are launching a new strategic dialogue that will focus on technology. Higher food, gas, and rent prices are hitting Americans in the pocketbook. This morning, gas is $4.63 a gallon. That's down 14 cents in a week, says the AAA. But a year ago, gas was $3.14 a gallon. We'll get a new report on consumer prices this morning. The government report is expected to show that prices soared 8.8% in June, compared with a year earlier. This is AP News. Now to the Eagles. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Three people have been charged in connection with a conspiracy tied to the lyrics of one of the best-selling albums of all time.
We are all just prisoners here of our own device.
The Eagles are thanking authorities in New York City for indicting three men who had gotten their hands on Don Henley's handwritten lyrics to Hotel California and other hits by the group. Prosecutors say the suspects knew the lyrics were stolen but lied to auction houses and buyers about where they got them. At one point, they even tried to sell the papers to Henley. The men have pleaded not guilty through their lawyers who say the charges are unjustified. In their statement, the Eagles say the case exposes the practice of music memorabilia sales, which often feature, they say, stolen items. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow dropped 192 points yesterday. The S&P fell 35. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.